Some New Yorkers are being told that if you have not voted since the 2008 presidential election, you're no longer registered to vote. In a year when access to the polls is a national issue, WNYC's Bridget Bergen went to Brooklyn to find out where this rumor started.
At Cornerstone Baptist Church in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn, it's not uncommon for churchgoers to check in at the location on their smartphones or call up passages of scripture on their glowing electronic tablets. So last week, when someone posted incorrect voter registration information on the church's Facebook page, this digitally connected community spread that information around.
Good morning, Cornerstone.
Morning. Morning.
Thank you.
That became an issue for Oneida Coward Mayors, who stood before the congregation on Sunday, not just as a concerned member, but because she's the director of voter assistance for the New York City Campaign Finance Board.
And this is not something that just happened here at Cornerstone. I want to share that there are emails and social media messages that are going out that are not correct.
She stressed, if you voted in the 2008 presidential election, you've been living at the same address the whole time, you are registered to vote, definitely. Any information to the contrary is wrong. But even after she spoke, churchgoers continued to express anxiety.
It goes back to my grandmother paying the poll tax or having to take an exam in order to vote for who you can read and write. So just, it's a throwback to us, the Jim Crow years.
65-year-old Reginald Shell was at the service and works at the church. He says in 2008, he waited in a line to vote. Analysis from the City Campaign Finance Board found turnout was up among black voters that year. He says he's afraid of showing up on this election day and being turned away. That fear's not just rooted in the past. Over the past 2 years, the Brennan Center for Justice has found that 22 states have enacted new laws that in some way make it harder to vote.
This has really been an unprecedented wave of efforts to make it harder to participate.
Wendy Weiser directs the Democracy Program for the Brennan Center for Justice. She says even though laws in New York have not changed, confusion about what's happening around the country can contribute to voter suppression. Just next door, in the swing state of Pennsylvania, a court is deciding whether their new voter ID law violates the state constitution. But Weiser acknowledges New York's system is far from perfect.
We do have a lot of errors here, but we don't have any new barriers to voting, and the rules haven't changed. People should double-check and make sure that all the I's and T's are dotted with their registration, because New York does make mistakes.
If there is a concern, she says voters can call the Board of Elections to double-check their registration status. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
The last day to register to vote for the September 13th primary is August 17th. The last day to register to vote in the November 6th general election is October 12th.